Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
Pianist of Kings!
Scott, you were playing some... We had to let you live in that majesty.
You were playing
for
some deceptive chords. We were not like actual deceptive chords, but like deceptive
chords. We were like,
chords.
We can't come in yet. He's like still feeling
He's
it.
He's going through a musical move.
We gotta let our guy feel it out. Hello, this is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Show. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna.
Thank you so much for being here. Portland, Mississippi Studios. Round of applause. Who's here for the second time tonight?
No callbacks to that show because it would alienate the rest of the crowd.
But maybe like one. I don't know. No.
Yeah, we've already held like wolves. Although we do wolves in roughly 80% of off-book shows that we do. Okay, sorry. By a round of applause, is anyone here who has never ingested is such a weird way of saying
ingested our content.
Ingested our content? Round of applause. Who's here for the first time?
Great, thank you for coming with your friend, and thank you, friend, for being brave.
Yeah. You really put your, like, cred on the line by being like, come see this improvised musical with me.
Like, I love saying, like, hey, you got any plans for Tuesday? How about, you interested in a 9:30 musical improv show of a now-ended podcast?
Yeah.
Tough sell, and you did it, so, yeah.
So people that brought the friends, thank you. Also, the friend that you brought, that's a solid friend.
Good
y'all.
Friend.
Great job.
Yeah, sign of a good friend.
So here's what this is. We are going to make up a musical that we've never done before and we'll never do again. Everything that we sing is made up, as well as everything played by the incredible Scott Passarella. That's basically the only rules.
The only rules.
The only rules.
Okay, so round of applause if you're seeing us for the first time.
Yeah, one more time, just to see
Great,
where
Great, amazing.
At. Great, okay.
And now from one of those new friends, could you shout out a word, anything at all? Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. Ooh. Thank you. No, thank you, too scared.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the difference between like a poltergeist and a...
And a ghost?
No, it's a ghost, thank you.
Poltergeist and a...
Yeah, I guess a ghost.
Okay.
I know it is a ghost. Like, it is... We're talking about some form of the undead, yes?
Yes, yes. I have to assume that we just, like, think of them as taking many forms, right? And...
Sure, like water.
Yeah.
Or the Holy Trinity.
Right. Vapor, yeah. Water, ice.
Yeah. Poltergeist, ghost, zombie, mummy... Vampire. They're all dead.
So, I mean, I think some of this is because of Harry Potter that I think of poltergeists as more mischievous, but like then poltergeists specifically in like the movie Poltergeist, okay. I think of as living in a TV.
Sure.
Because I've never seen it, but as far as I know,
No, I think that's right.
If I can see the little girl like touching the TV.
She lives in a TV. That's her house.
And
she goes back there. And this actually makes sense, right? Because poltergeists and TVs come about at the same time.
What?
They come about at the same time.
Oh, you
we
think-
had ghosts, and then we invented the TV, and now we've got poltergeists.
That's right. I can see the little girl touching the TV, and I can see, like, Craig T. Nelson being like, whoa! Yeah. But yeah, sorry for anyone who's already, like, full force into spoopy season. Zach and I don't really go hard on horror.
Not in September.
And not really ever.
Not ever. No, thank you. Too scary. But...
But I love, like, I feel like there's such a fervor behind, like, horror film. Like, when people love
them. People love to be scared.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm all right.
Yeah. This is famously an emotion I don't seek.
Yeah. I really try to avoid this at sort of all costs.
Yeah. This is a literal, this is like my lizard brain saying, you're about to die.
Yeah.
This is what I need to, like, run away from wolves. Damn it. I knew it was going to be wolves so fast.
Like, I have a friend of mine. They were talking about, like, oh, their kid was like, well, why would anyone choose? Why would you go see a scary movie? Mm-hmm. That's so scary. And the parent came up with a pretty good answer, which was people sometimes like to practice being brave. I know, isn't that really sweet? When really most of the time I went to a horror film, it was to make out. Yeah. I'd be like, oh my.
Let's be real. You went on. You didn't go to horror films to make out. You went to Haunted Mansion, the Disneyland ride to make out.
That's true. That is true. There's no better place to kiss in the House of Mouse than a Doom buggy. If you're making out in Pirates of the Caribbean, what are you doing? There's too many people in the
boat.
There's
a bunch of rows on
There's
that boat.
There's actually a place.
You nasty little freak.
In the park that is just like a tiny cove for you.
Yeah. I think I missed the moment. I think the moment's gone. We were going down for a second, but now it's like I'm next to someone that
it's dark, it's dark, it's dark. He can't see that I'm blushing, that I'm sweating, that I'm blushing. Good thing it's dark, it's dark. Can't see that I'm blushing, maybe sweating, even sweating. Is that why he pulled his arm away? Could
she
he feel
me
the sweat
to pull my arm
anyway? Oh, why is this so scary? Scared of this ballroom dancing, it's just projected from screens.
I am afraid of rejection. Rejection would rock me deep. I would think about that moment every night for the next 5 years as I'm trying to sleep. Oh, why is this so scary?
Why am I so on a hot day,
oh,
that's
hot.
Why
yeah,
I'm sweating, because
sure.
It's still
it's
really
so hot,
hot
outside.
Yeah,
I'm
so
sweating
nice
a lot because of that. That's the reason for my sweat, you bet.
Oh, I like this part. We lean back. Why is this so scary? Why
I think I missed
so
it again.
Scary?
I think that was the moment to go beyond, you know. Just friends. Why is this so scary?
Why am I so scared?
Scariest thing in this haunted house.
cemetery now. I always feel so bad for the starving dog.
Right, it's like the dog didn't do anything. It's just a dog. Why isn't someone feeding the graveyard dog?
Honestly, this whole thing is funny. I haven't been scared since I was a little kid.
No, same.
But there's one part I do still think is scary. Is this own person cementing themselves back in their
the
lid?
The old person's fucking scary. Does that old person want to die? And he's not dead yet, but he's killing themselves, which is extremely dark and makes me think, like, why?
But then right next to it's like barbershop, and so I'm like, ha 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 ha.
What's the vibe that's going on here? How am I supposed to feel? Because right now it's just hot. Why is this so scary?
Oh, let's see which hitchhiking ghost we got. So scary. Why am I so scared?
Why is this so scary? The scariest thing is
right there. Oh, we have to catch the moving walkway.
Yeah, time to go. Do you think it happened?
I don't know.
I mean, they're like they're the most, everyone else can see it.
I had to work so hard to come up with an excuse for why I wasn't going to go on.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh, I hate the hat box ghost.
Right. I'm not scared of the hat box ghost.
They bought it. I mean,
I was like, oh, I hate the little bride at the end.
Yeah. Well, you are famous.
I do hate the little bride at the end. Well, I just don't think I'll ever get married.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like, who needs it?
Yeah, you can just cohabitate if that's your thing, and if it's not, then get married. You can always get married.
Did you get a churro?
What?
Did you get a churro?
No.
Wait, you didn't even spend this time getting a churro?
Was that my cover story?
Yeah.
No. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
You were like, I don't like the Hatbox Ghost Plus. I need to get a churro.
Yeah, that's true. They were both lies.
You didn't want a churro?
No, the churro is like fine.
Really?
This is the thing that makes you.
I'm just surprised. Like, for me, it's number one.
Yeah.
Never, like, never not.
I'm a popcorn guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this our first fight?
I don't know. I don't want to fight with you.
I don't want to fight with you, too. Here we are trying to get these other two to couple up, and yet we disagree on such an important thing. Not really. This isn't a fight,
no.
Right?
No. I mean, I get it. Like, maybe you're more into, like, a savory snack.
Yeah, because they are better. And fighting the other thing is whack. But yeah, like, maybe you're into, like, sweet things, like cloyingly sweet.
Wow. Here's what I think.
What do you think?
You don't have to tear down my thing. You can just like your thing.
But
you don't have to tear down my thing. You can just like your thing.
Okay.
I'm not gonna talk about the salt. Not gonna talk about how sometimes the kernels get stuck in the back of my molars for days. Not gonna say it.
I'm not gonna talk about churros and how I cannot taste them after like the second bite. And I just might have all of my teeth fall out and rot away.
Not gonna say.
Not gonna say.
Cause what would it do?
Wouldn't do anything anyway.
Right, exactly.
Also, it is not important.
Right.
We are more than our things.
Exactly.
But when you tell me that popcorn is not as good as churros, it fucking stings, you know?
You don't have to tear down my thing. You can just like your thing. Fine.
Yes.
We all agree on Dole Whip.
Dole Whip is the best.
Phew. Oh,
and
my
as
God.
For flavors, classic, none of the rest.
Exactly. Finally, we're on the same page.
That's right.
We can put this behind us.
Yeah.
We can forget that simmering rage.
Let's never talk about popcorn or churros again. This crisis, how problems come up. This is how adults deal with them. You have things that are different. You fucking put those things away. And you never ever talk about those things. And that's how you end up okay.
You don't have to talk about my thing.
We can just talk about a different thing.
A different thing. Maybe we'll just talk about a different thing.
And we'll not talk about a different thing. Like, can I say something, Carlisle? When you said that's what adults do, I was like, holy shit. We are adults now.
Thank you, Carla. That is... That is what adults do.
And I'm like, I guess that's how I'm feeling at grad night. Just like...
I love that, first of all, Disneyland always good. But Disneyland grad night, when the park is open after it's actually supposed to be open...
Just for a collection of local high schools celebrating their graduation.
Just a great time for a bunch of local high school kids to do a bunch of drugs and like be the only people in the park.
Yeah. But like hearing you say that, I was like, that's the first time I've ever felt it to be true. You know, earlier today, when I moved that tassel, I thought, I'm still a little kid. And
I'm just a kid with a tassel on the other side.
I'm just a kid with a tassel on the other side. Or like when my mom dropped me off at the gym and we all had to get checked for drugs.
Yeah.
And they even checked our digital cameras to see if we snuck in drugs.
In the camera.
And like, the way that they checked it was not by opening it, but by taking a picture of me.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I guess you know there's batteries in the camera where the batteries should be and not drugs.
Right.
The year is 2005. Sometimes you gotta feel, you say what you feel, you know, right?
Yeah.
Now I feel like, ooh, this year is so 2005.
It's 2005 and we're adults.
Yeah.
For the first time.
The first time in
forever.
A long time, yeah. Yeah.
I just hope that they, you know, like, you and me, we go to school with Jenny, and right. We've always heard her talk about, well, I have this family friend that I've had a crush on my whole life, but he goes to another high school. And then when Jenny found out that his high school, Alisa Viejo,
yeah.
was going to be here at grad night with us, Oak Park.
When Jenny found out that Jimmy was going to be here, she lost her
freaking mind. And it's her two best friends.
It was our job to sort of be like, hey, girl, now, like,
now's
go for
the
it.
Time.
You miss 100% of the shots you never take.
That's right.
You know?
And I got a good vibe from Jimmy, like straight up.
He seems like a good dude.
He seems like a good dude.
I don't know him well, but like Jenny's also a very good judge of
character. She's a great judge of character.
So like she's going to be fine.
She told me the cutest thing. She told me like every year when they get their holiday card, she takes it up to her room and kisses it.
Huh. Okay. The singer in a different way. I mean, that's cute. I guess. You know, actually... the best.
Yeah, right?
Because it's for her family. She's just expressing it physically like a routine that she does. I guess everyone has fun ways that they express love. La, 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 la. We all have fun ways to okay.
So Jimmy, his family, and Jenny's family, they're friends for a long, long time.
The card is from Jimmy's family. That makes a lot more sense.
And every year the card comes to her house and it's a picture of him and his little brother. And every year she can't help noticing how cute he is.
So she kisses the picture of him and that's love. For her to kiss the picture of her own family.
Totally.
Albeit a little strange, which is why that's the reaction that you got from me.
Absolutely. I did that one time at summer camp.
Sure.
Because I was missing them so big. And it would be pretty cute if you did that when you were
the point, though. We should not force Jenny
right.
to do something she's not ready for.
Totally.
I mean, you and me, if it's the dune buggy, that's where we're making out for the first time for sure. But maybe she's just kissing a picture now. This has already happened to us.
Okay.
This is in the past. Why would you think I'm talking about?
I don't know. You're right. What a good memory.
Please keep all of your hands and feet inside the vehicle.
No, come on, Jeremy. Come on.
They usually have a recording that does this. How often is the Matterhorn going to break down and I'm going to have to do this by myself?
Come on, Jeremy.
Please keep all of your hands and... Is it all of your hands and feet?
Remain seated, please. Keep all of your hands and arms inside your toboggan.
It's all of your hands and arms?
Your legs are down. Your legs are down.
You don't have to worry about that.
You don't have to worry about legs.
Do what you want with your legs.
No. No. Remain seated, please. Okay. Keep all of your hands and arms inside your toboggan. And remember...
Don't touch the Yeti.
And watch
it
your children.
It looks fun to touch. You're going to see that Yeti and think, what a furry friend, I want to touch him. What a furry guy. I love him so much.
But you can't.
You can't do that.
You won't be able to reach him, and if you try, you could get hurt.
Don't let us catch you.
Well, that implies that if you get away with it,
we don't know. We don't know. If we don't know, if we didn't see it, it didn't happen.
Fair enough. It's grad night.
Okay.
I always like getting to work during grad night.
Yeah, it's cool.
There's so much just... Ooh, energy.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, gosh, it's...
Remember being that age?
Yeah, 7 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah, we're the same age. I panicked and said 7, but it's 2.
We're both 20?
We're both 20.
Is this your first job?
Yeah. Well,
first job in the park, first job ever?
First job ever, not first job in the park. I worked somewhere else in the park, but I still kind of consider that the same job that I have now.
Well, what was it?
Just not at the Matterhorn.
I know, but what was it?
Big Thunder Mountain.
Oh.
Big Thunder Mountain.
Sorry.
I was the person that held up the sign that says it's 120 minutes until you get to ride Big Thunder Mountain.
I really like Big Thunder Mountain.
No, me too.
I prefer that uniform. I don't really like the lederhosen.
Oh, I love the lederhosen.
Oh, really? Yeah, I guess they suit you.
Yeah, thanks. Hey.
Yeah?
You ever touch the Yeti?
Yeah. I always touch the Yeti.
Yeah, you gotta.
You gotta even if you're not ready. You gotta reach out and touch the Yeti.
It's true that there's a basketball court halfway
up the mountain. It's a half court, just one hoop.
It's a half court.
Just a half court.
They built a half court halfway up the Matterhorn.
And there's an apocryphal truth that they did it to have a zoning thing because it had to be a sports facility to be built that tall in the 70s in Anaheim.
But that's not true.
I don't know if it's true. Something people say. I don't know if it's true or just something that people say. There's so many things about that at Disneyland. Either way, it's either something true or something people say.
Okay, you tell me if these things are true.
Okay.
They say that there's a bunch of cats that you would normally never see.
That's true.
But they live in the park just to eat the rats and come out at night, and that's their whole thing.
Yep.
And also, Walt Disney's frozen head is inside Snow White.
No, it's in his office on Main Street.
It's just a thing
that people say. I don't know if it's true. It's just a thing that people say. And now I'm saying it to you. It's just a thing that people say.
It's been a long, long time since we've let any teens go through.
They're fine.
They're fine. They're all making out anyway. Please keep all of your arms and hands inside the toboggan. Please remain seated and don't touch the Yeti. Or if you do touch the Yeti,
don't let us catch you.
You're lame.
Are you cool with hanging out with my friends a little bit more, or we could meet some of your Elisa Viejo friends? I don't want you to feel like you're with the Oak Park pack all night.
No. I really like Carl and Carla.
They love you.
Carlisle and Carla.
They love you.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, they're really nice. We can hang out with my friends a little bit. They're sort of doing a very specific thing that you may or may not be.
I've tried it.
I'm not certain we're talking about the same thing. You say what you're talking about.
Okay. If they're trying to do some drugs, I've tried it.
Oh, no, that's not what they're doing.
Oh.
They are trying to make sure that they occupy the entirety of a boat on Pirates of the Caribbean, and then they are acting, they're basically LARPing through that ride as if they are a pirate crew.
Species.
You think you could get away with this, you scallywags?
We're in for a precipitous drop here at the beginning. I need all of you to brace yourselves.
Man the hatches and hold firm the mainmast.
We're both the enemies of that captain and Johnny Depp over there. We're the third pirate crew going through a similar adventure.
All right, first, to get past the cursed pirates of lore.
Or lore, which of course is gold.
Is this good?
Yeah, this is really good.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I got a little bit stoned. Just a little itty bitty bitty stoned.
My friend, you are not alone.
You.
I'm also, let's be honest, more than a little bit stoned.
Just a little bit stoned.
Now you'll be looking for some doubloons and treasure, but we're two pirates that you cannot measure. We're the fiercest, we're the fastest, we're the rudest in the sea. And that's just him, you should hear about me.
Yeah, he's also the meanest, the meanest in the town. Like that guy on the cannon that's going up and down. He's not quite in his right of mind, he's slightly under the influence. Also doubloons and swords and seven of pence.
Yo, avast a boy, avast a boy, avast a boy.
Oh, that's good.
Avast a boy, avast a boy, avast a boy.
Oh, brace yourselves on the port side. We've got cannons coming. Oh, keep down if you don't want your main shaft taken off.
Keep your head low. Oh-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho.
Won't you ever think about
the stars?
Yeah. And how from the bottom of a boat, the stars are like
the compass we... What?
What'd you say?
The compass that we use.
Okay, so the stars are like the compass.
They're a map in the inky black. And they're the only way to get back.
What if we don't come back? Like, what if the ride shuts down? And we're just a bunch of people. And we live on a boat now. This boat is our home.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, oh.
What could go wrong? Why is this boat going so slow? We need to paddle the boat so the boat speeds up. Paddle the boat so
the boat speeds up.
Paddle the boat so the boat goes faster.
Brooke, you keep it. Stop it. Sorry. Sorry. Keep your hands out. Stop that.
Sorry. 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 Hey.
Hey. Are we okay?
Does anyone ever get stuck in here?
Like forever?
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Does anyone ever get stuck in here and the boat's their home now? No home, no home, no home.
Does anyone ever get stuck in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride and the boat's their home now? No home, no home, no home? Make sure I understand the question.
Yeah, that's the question, sir, please.
No, to date, and it's more than 50 years of operation, Disneyland Park has never had anyone get stuck permanently in the Pirates of the Caribbean. You know what is true?
What?
The bones here used to be real cadavers that they took from the UC Irvine Medical School, and then because of they only returned them after a lawsuit.
Is that true or just something people say?
No, that one's true.
So these bones are real?
Not anymore, he said.
Well, he said.
There's a lawsuit. Listen, yeah. I'm starting to feel better.
We're going to get home.
We're almost out. We're getting close to that part with the little pigs.
The little pigs? Once you get the little pigs and the little cats, everything's going to be okay.
Well, then we go up with the burning rafters.
Yeah, huh.
Why am I so scared? Why am I so scared? Why is this so scary? Not the furniture, but something there.
Yeah.
Why is this so scared?
What specifically has you scared?
Just the feeling of the great unknown.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know what, my dude?
What?
We can ride it again, and next time it won't be unknown.
Hey. Brent, thanks for practicing being brave.
Hey, Kyle. There's no other dude makes me feel this way. So
thanks for practicing being brave.
You're so brave.
We started out blustering like rakish knaves.
I mean, our four other friends all straight up fell asleep.
I mean, it's like 3 a.m.
It is early.
Thanks for practicing being brave.
No problem.
It's nice to practice first, just in case. But maybe we'll never have to actually be brave.
Your lips to God's ears.
Does that mean I'm kissing God? I'm too
You're kissing
stoned
God
for
on the
this.
Side of his head.
Oh, do you think they're having fun?
I think they are having fun. Two of them are definitely in love, and four of them are probably asleep. If I had to guess, that's how it's going down. They're great. I think you really like them.
Yeah, I mean, when we met at the bus, I thought they seemed cool, but I felt bad that like my friend group kind of took over. But now I actually can't find them, and they're not in the churro line or the popcorn line. So,
do you have you want to like text them?
I'm out of data.
Yeah, me too. I'm also out of data. That is so expensive.
I could call them, but like their phone might be dead by now.
Their phone's probably dead by now. It's been on for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Huh.
Do you remember when we were like, I think it was like spring break. I think maybe it was spring break when we were in second grade. And we came with our families together because the Indiana Jones ride opened for the first time.
Yes, and the line was so long, but it was so worth it.
And it was so fun because they gave us those decoder cards.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't figure mine out, and you told me that the thing that it said over the drinking fountain was just thirsty.
Can I admit something?
Yeah.
A kid like 3 years old or solved it right before I really? Got to the drinking fountain. I had no idea what it meant.
But you were so nice because you let me sit in the first or second seat so I didn't have to be under the big snake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the big snake is so scary.
Yeah, the big snake's the worst part. I would never want to be under a big...
What?
And what? I was just saying I would never want to be under a big snake.
What are you doing, Mike? You want to be under a big snake? Get it together.
You know what's cool?
Oh, there, my friends.
Oh, great. Hey. What's up, you two?
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Good, good.
Okay. Weird tone, but okay.
Jenny, do you want to talk? What's going on? I don't know. I'm like getting too in my feelings.
Are you
what
okay?
What is that?
I mean,
are you okay? I mean, did you kiss on the Haunted Mansion? No. I mean, he had his arm around me, but then he immediately took it away, I think because I was so sweaty. No way. You're not sweaty. Pit check. No, you're totally fine. Seriously? Either that or it's dried by now. I honestly think it's dried by now.
Sup? Sup? Like, how you doing? Good. Tight. Tight. Thanks for pumping me up just now. No problem, my guy. You really helped me rise to the occasion. I see you and you know I. Thanks for pumping me up just now. I would do it for anyone. This is a stressful situation. Carry on, my son.
Why don't you just make a move? And what are you doing? What are you thinking? Did he say anything? What did he say? Say it back to me exactly. And then pauses and all. And where did his eyes go? Worth it, the roof or the wall? So he said, hi, do you want to go on this ride? And then you two found goose get to the side. And then we were in the line. And then the whole time in the line, I was just making jokes and I thought it was going well. Oh my God, this is a disaster. What are we gonna do? This is a disaster. What are we gonna do? I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to do. This is a disaster. Okay, I think I just need a second. I think that maybe I should make the next move. Good job. And that way I will be in charge and I won't be thinking everything through. Right, you don't need to think, just act and leap. And then, like, if all else fails, laugh a lot. I don't know, maybe try sneezing and then saying a chew. And then he'll be like, bless you. And you're like, what'd you say to you? And then he'll say, do you need a tissue? And then you'll say, yes, I might have one. Because that's how you two got together. No, that took a month. Month. Oh, that took months for you. You liked him
They're
for 3 months.
Yep.
Yes, months
then
before I even knew what to say.
Ready.
This is a disaster. What am I to do?
My God. I think I've got him ready. How are you feeling?
Total mess.
Okay. Hey, maybe we should switch and give them the other advice, I guess.
Sure, it's worth a try.
Hey, Jenny, here's what I have to say to you. You have got this, my dear. Say it with me now, my dude,
my dude, my dude, my dude, my dude, my dude, my dude. My dude, my dude, my dude, my dude.
Just keep going through.
My
guy, don't ask why. I think I've got this.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
This is a total disaster.
No, no.
It's on the brink of a total fail.
Okay.
If you don't do the most perfect thing next, this whole thing will fail.
Well, I was just gonna say one simple thing over again, but maybe I should really lay it all out. I think I got it. We'll come together. We're on the same page, no doubt.
Here's my dude, my dude, my dude, my dude.
We are not on the same page, but we can do it if we come. This is not a disaster.
My dude, my dude, my dude, my dude, my dude, my dude.
Figure it out. All we gotta do is slow down.
My guy, my guy, my guy. Oh shit, what did we do?
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. How did you and I?
Yeah. You're not my dude.
You're
I know
not-
I said that to you, but he's my dude. But I also think this isn't a disaster.
Doesn't have to be a disaster.
No.
Huh. Wait. What did you say to him? Carlisle, what did you say to Jimmy?
I said, my dude. And I also said, my guy. What did you say to her? Carla, what did you say to Jenny?
I said, like, 1,000 more things than that.
No.
You do you. Much pressure because
yeah.
Now I feel like it's so obvious.
I
have to go to the bathroom.
I have to go to the bathroom
so bad.
Way over there.
I'll see you at your favorite ride.
What does she think that ride is? What's my favorite ride?
My dude.
Nailed it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You two can get on the Matterhorn. It's okay. Do you two want to get on the Matterhorn? Yes.
Does the Matterhorn have a stars?
Does the Matterhorn have stars?
Hold on. If the Matterhorn gets stuck, do we live with the Yeti forever?
Sorry.
Okay. All right. What's happening? We're getting on the ride. We're getting on the ride. You too sure that you want to do this?
Yeah, it's a high intensity roller coaster through the Swiss Alps.
Is it gonna make us think about thoughts?
I don't know what's gonna make you think about thoughts.
Okay. Can we sit next to each other or is it one behind the other?
It's one behind the other.
Mm. Okay. You wanna be front or you wanna be back?
It's by height.
It's by height?
It's by height.
It's by height? They stop in the middle and make sure that everyone is organized by height?
It's... I don't know how tall I am. I haven't been to the doctor.
I don't know how tall I am. If you were to ask me, I would say I'm 5'6".
Oh, no. What if we're the same height? Who goes front? Who goes back?
What if we're the same age?
We are.
Oh, no. We're the same weight, we're the same age, but we're the same person.
If you're roughly the same height, then
it doesn't matter. It's fine.
It's more like parent-child, like the child should be in front. If there's a large size...
Are you two crying?
You're crying.
Let's figure this out.
You're crying.
We're gonna figure it out, and don't you start the ride yet, because we're figuring it out. Okay.
Okay, if I'm as tall as you, you're as tall as me.
Okay. Too
tall.
Too tall.
Too tall.
Okay.
Too tall.
Think of it this way. Two tall people get on a train going to Chicago. The taller one's dad is a doctor.
That's me. My dad's a doctor.
You must be the
taller. Well, he's an orthodontist.
That's not a doctor.
He is, though.
No, it's not. I mean, it is.
He's a doctor.
But, like, my dad's a doctor of me.
Hey, what if some guy says your dad's not a doctor? I don't care.
Yeah, just get in the...
Just get in the toboggan.
But who is in front and who is in back?
You just go in front.
You go in front. Okay. You know what I like about this ride?
No stars?
No stars. Wait a minute. It's mostly inside, right?
Yeah, but it's really fast.
But after it comes outside, are there real stars?
Yeah, because it's the night. Well, actually, pretty soon dawn will be breaking.
What a beautiful way to say that. You know, you say things in a really beautiful way sometimes.
Thanks. Hey, even though we're speeding through the Alps right now...
So fast speeding through the Alps.
Do you sort of feel
right
like
now?
For you and I, time has slowed down?
Yeah. This feels like the slowest small world ride there is. Because we're in the smallest world there is. A world made for two. Our world. I don't know where you are exactly.
I'm right here. I've always been right here.
Wow. I've been here too. At least I've been here ever since I got on the ride with you.
And it seems like a thousand years ago that we argued about my dad and his doctorate.
He can do doctor shit, so he must be a doctor. But out here everything goes slow. It gives me time to think of the things that I do not know. Think of all the things I don't know. And my legs are falling asleep.
But what?
I wouldn't change a thing.
What was the first thing?
Said my legs were falling asleep.
Yeah. Sorry.
I might slightly adjust. That's better. Sometimes, wow, you just have to say what you need. Oh, wow. I think I just learned a lesson from me. Hey, my dude.
My guy.
My guy.
My dude. My dude.
I think I would like to do something more with you. And if you are not into that, my guy, my dude, that's cool. But I had to tell you, my dude.
Oh, do you think it goes so slow? 'Cause we already know.
Do you think that goes so slow?
'Cause we already know.
We already know. say, the Matterhorn really is the most romantic ride at Disneyland.
Is that true or just something people say? Either way.
Both. Oh, hello.
Hi, sorry, just waiting for someone.
Oh, outside this ride, huh?
Yeah.
Splash Mountain. Trying to think about doing the math of whether it's too late and you'll get too cold if you get wet if you go on it.
Something like that.
Mm, okay.
No, I'm not actually waiting for this ride. I'm waiting for this. The Country Bear Jamboree.
The Country Bear Jamboree.
I know it's not a ride, but it's an attraction.
It's an attraction and it'll be there forever.
I don't know if someone has the same memory that I do, and I don't know if I made it too complicated.
Hey, listen. I mean, I don't know that you need advice from a random Disneyland janitor, but I have been married for, get this, 92 years.
How is that possible?
Well, I had a stroke 30 years ago, and I'm not sure how old I am.
Oh.
But I've been married for a long time.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. And if I could give you one piece of advice, it's that sometimes... One piece of advice that you'll think is fun... Windex is useful for removing gum. You give it a little spray, 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 and it melts the gum away, away. Windex is good for removing gum. It's a metaphor.
Yeah, because that sounds honestly more like janitor advice, not love advice. Oh my gosh, he's gone!
Who's gone? Jenny. Hey.
Hey, Jimmy. You remembered.
Oh, yeah. Country Bear Jamboree.
Yeah, your favorite. Well, you called it a ride because you thought we got to move amongst the bears.
And we don't get to move amongst the bears.
And you're so disappointed.
But then we went in and I was like, oh, actually, this is my favorite ride.
Yeah.
And then I realized, sometimes you don't move on a ride. Sometimes the ride moves you. Emotionally. That's right. Who are you talking to just now?
Walt Disney? No, I don't know.
Who can say?
Who could say?
We'll never know.
I feel like if I could, we're running out of time. We only have like 40 minutes left before dawn breaks and we have to be back at the buses.
What a beautiful way of saying that.
Thanks. And I kind of feel like if I could do anything right now, I would just... stop the stickiness between us. I'd Windex it away.
What could that possibly mean?
I'll tell you. It means like I would get away from the part that's holding me back.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like taking action is the best way to remove a problem.
Right.
Sure.
But you're not a problem.
No. But if there is, you know... something and you want to change it. If there's gum and you want to remove it, you got to do something about it.
I like gum. Let me start from there.
Oh, yeah. Let's be clear. Gum's great. I was going to say slaps. Nobody says slaps. 2005.
I like gum.
I like gum, too.
I'm glad you like gum, too. Just wanted to get that through.
Sure.
But... when gum shows up in places that aren't your mouth, I mean, when you're not, like, chewing gum.
For sure.
It has the tendency to make something go down south. I mean, I don't like getting on my shoes, for one, or in my hair.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that one's really rough, but when it gets rough stuff, then there's something you can use. Windex.
Oh.
It melts the gum away.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true, but it sounds true.
I think it makes sense. Probably dissolves part of the adhesive.
I mean, it's not the solution you'd think of, but it's something that we all have.
Right.
It's like, oh, I have the tools to deal with this problem. It's actually not that bad. You may see gum as an insurmountable task, but think up there. Everybody has Windex somewhere.
Right.
And let's be clear, I love Windex.
Same.
Windex is great.
Yeah, it really doesn't leave streaks on glass or plates.
That's right. We've got a lot in common, Windex and gum, and many, many years of shared history for some.
Every time I overthink what I'm saying to you, the gum is when I overthink what I'm saying. My dude, my dude, my dude, my guy.
That just put me at ease when you said it like that. Now my turn to try the gum and the Windex, which I both like a lot.
Right.
But I'm not, like, obsessed.
Sure.
I'm just liking something else. And about gum, it's easier to confess.
Yeah. The gum.
You are...
You're not the gum.
No, you're not the gum, but
this,
you...
This is the
okay,
gum.
Okay, what is this, though?
This thing where you're reaching out and then pulling away just a second before
okay,
I can
space,
reach
space, 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 space,
space, space, space,
space, space, space, space, space, space, space, small world. And when did the clock stop spinning?
I think that whole time we were walking and talking and the whole world was a blur after every step and word. And now that's actually an actor playing Tinkerbell.
Is that true or just something you hear?
I don't know, either way. I think this is the best night of my adult life so far.
Yeah, me too.
So glad to be here. So glad to be alive. So glad to be starting out with you in 2005.
So glad to be here.
So glad to be alive. So specifically the year 2005.
Did that hyper-specific thing?
Did that show? Did our SoCal upbringing show?
I was like, Zach, for someone who's not obsessed with Disneyland, you sure do know a lot about Disneyland, my guy.
Yeah, well, I will admit I am obsessed with Disneyland.
Listen,
but
I like Disneyland probably more than the next guy, I'd say.
My guy, my dude. Thank you for those of you who knew some of those specifics and for those of you who liked it anyhow. All right, we're going to do one last segment of the show. So what's going to happen in a second is we're going to have our own bit of magic. And we're going to transport. So when musicals are being written or plays are being written, sometimes they have out of town workshops or tryouts. And a common thing in that instance is that they will have a talk back after the performance to sort of learn, like, okay, were there any questions the audience had? Were there anything that wasn't clear? Anything that was particularly good? So in a moment, we're all going to transport ourselves to one of these theaters, and you're all going to imagine that you have just watched a fully realized production of this musical called 2005. That's the name of the musical. So you've just watched a full production of 2005. Props, costumes, sets, fully realized cast, crew. We're going to invite them all on stage, and you'll have a chance to ask them a question about the production.
Yeah, we have just a go up. Microphone. There's a poltergeist here. Over there. Just chew him out of the way.
There's
a whole line of people that can be you. And if you have any questions for anyone there, well, let's give a round of applause for the cast and crew.
Welcome them out.
Wow, here they come.
Wow, the props designer, the set designer, the costume designer.
They're all here.
They're all here. And we will, in fact, need at least a few people to ask a question.
To be brave. We don't have time for a lot, but we've got one coming up. Thank you so much. Yes, here we go.
Here we go.
A couple. This is great. This is a wonderful number of people.
That's perfect, perfect. Thank you so much.
Everyone who is standing up, you've done well. Everyone else, thank you. Your services are not required in this moment. Hello, thank you. What's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, I'm Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
My question is for all the teenage actors here. How was it to, like, learn about 2005 when you're, like, maybe, like, 7 or 8? Like, how was it getting in that mindset?
And 2005 is mid. But learning about it was cool. I mean, like, honestly, it's, like, crazy how I feel like so much of it is the same, but just, like, the technology is bigger.
The biggest thing for me was the phone thing.
That was like, so confusing to me.
When we were doing table work, which is, like, this rad thing where you, like, sit down with this, sorry, this part where you sit down with scripts and you're like, let's go. That part for me.
You sit down, let's go.
I was like,
go.
This is a sleigh, let's go. When they said, oh, my data's up and also their phone is dead, like, we had to fully, like, work through that because
yeah. They're talking about their like
that's a
camera
fundamental
as
shift.
If it wasn't the phone
right the and phone and the
crazy.
Camera
they're different,
being different.
Things.
So like that's a you all have to carry bags
but
like no one has that in a pocket
that's right and also you can put drugs in an old camera and that's like okay
let's go
that's what I learned from that
thank you for your question
thank so
you.
Much
Hi, what's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, I'm Adam, and my question is for the Disney rep. I was kind of wondering about the whole if we didn't catch you, you didn't do it thing, and I was wondering if there were any specific instances or just an accumulation of instances that made that a rule?
Hi, magical day to be here and representing the Disney family. And I just want to say that officially we do expect you to obey all laws and guidelines while in the parks, any of our resorts, kingdoms, parks, here or abroad. Now, we do have our own jail on the premises, and we will We will take you down to them, and you will have no right to attorney. So, for me, it's important to impress that, and it is in the playbill. I don't know if y'all saw. I did. We did compromise, and they had to put it in the playbill. But no, that part we really argued over that. But I was led to believe it was a different time, and that maybe things were looser in 2005. I don't know. I was 10. And now I'm running this part of this corporation. Thank you for your question.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Gina. And my question would be for the set designer. What was it like knowing you had to recreate multiple functioning Disney rides for this musical?
So easy. Like? I'm so good at my job. I don't view it as difficult to create something that an Imagineer has done. Because what I Imagineer is theatrical experiences. My work isn't so much tangible as much as it is emotional, as much as it is visceral, as much as it is art. I am not making an attraction, I am making a way of life. Thank you.
But also it helped that the theater did Les Mis last season, so we had a rotating
thing. We had a big rotating thing, and that made it a lot easier. And it was expensive, yes, thank you.
Hi, I'm Daddy. And my question is for Brett and his LARPing buddy. How did it feel to bring queer joy to the screen or to the stage in 2005?
Yeah, it was sort of, I am led to believe, things were not necessarily that way in 2005.
That was another time that we were like, why? Like, because people were like, and this, you know, would have been like a big thing for these dudes, and that took a long time for us to understand.
And we were like, why? And they were like, because. We were like, why though? Why though? So it felt good.
I think it's been healing for a lot of the adults to see how much that we're like, why though? And they're also like, but also though, and we're like, okay though. So I'd say for us, it's like chill and sweet and like regular. And
yeah,
for them, it was
to like make out on the ring on stage. Hell yeah. I mean, it's acting, it's not real, but it's like cool to like go through that and like be able to show that to people, you know?
Right. Like, and I love like watching like all of these like elder millennials like freaking be like, oh my God, they did the thing.
We're like, what thing though? Why
what
though?
What thing though? Why though?
That's so slay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daddy.
My name is Tara. My question is for the animal handler. How was it to procure and work with a Yeti for this production?
I want to be super clear. The Yeti is the Yeti, sometimes you refer to him as friend of the Yeti. And I'm gonna be, let me be clear. We have not identified what this is specifically per se. It was, as you can tell, sort of amenable to being in the show. It didn't not like it. It hasn't hurt anyone. It does seem to have a sort of like coy, afraid, but deeply interested relationship with crowds. It's not afraid, but it does a lot of, yeah. I'm gonna be honest, yeah, popsicle. Yeah. It loves popsicles, which I know feels crazy for a thing that like lives in the snow. There's no nutritional value, right? Like, it can't live on popsicles, right? They don't naturally occur. Can someone please tell me what the fuck this is? It just showed up and it won't leave. I love it so much. Okay, bye.
That's been thrilling for us.
It's been thrilling and scary for everyone on
watching
stage.
Their bond.
Hi, my name's Chad. First time, long time. So it came out during the initial press briefing that the entire cast fell in love with Country Bear Jamboree. Mm. Mm-hmm. Can you guys speak to how that influenced the show?
Such a good question. So for me, I grew up on that movie. Like Haley, that's my Haley Joel Osment performance.
Yes, my top movie for me, a teen playing a teen, in this movie, in this play, is the film Country Bear Jamboree.
Where famously Haley Joel Osment voices a lost bear who's raised by humans who has to realize he needs to go back to his jamboree.
That's right. That's what that movie is definitely about.
So I would say, like, I got really into, honestly, like, the deep, deep history of bluegrass. I'm talking like Kentucky influence, Appalachia. I'm talking the Leuven Brothers. I'm talking blood harmonies. I'm talking mandolin, banjo.
And the sort of like interplay between music and comedy and how the two are never really separated from each other. That was sort of like eye-opening to me in a way that I don't feel we necessarily always see blended together as seamlessly in present-day media. But it all has its roots in like old stuff, you know?
But why, also like bears playing instruments is
let's go.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Vi, and you guys conveniently did not give a name for the sound designer, and I was wondering what their process was between combining a sound of 2005 with a modern day audience who may be apprehensive to that kind of style of music, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Great question. We work as a team.
That's right.
Here's my thing. All the music right now is 2005 music on 1.25.
The music don't change.
Spot
it just gets
the lie.
A little bit
Spot
faster.
The lie.
Spot the lie. It's not there.
It's just a little bit faster.
Your attention span is this. So we took the same song and we made it this. We made it smaller.
1.15, you'd feel it. 1.25, you go, uh-huh.
Go watch old Star Trek. Those shots are endless. A man standing in a corridor. The camera stays on him for so long. Star Trek Now, the same, shorter.
But it was also fun.
Also so fun.
Thank you so much for your question.
Hi, I'm Naomi. I wanted to ask a question of the costume designer. What was it like sourcing clothing from 2005, as we know, which was so long ago? I'm not sure if it was
so long ago.
Incredibly long
okay,
ago.
Okay, I'll take this. We work as a team. So the clothes now are 2005, but shorter. Pants, shirt, shoes, shorter.
Yeah.
So it was like... It was a lot of clothes that, like, I still had, that my like, aunt had. Your uncle had some great pieces we pulled.
Yeah, it's easier definitely on the men's side, because when you're dressing male teens of any age, you just sort of, like, throw them in a sack and see where they put their arms out, and that's fashion now. Sometimes the sack is big, sometimes the sack is small.
Sometimes this sack big, this sack small. Sometimes this sack big, this sack small.
Yeah, it's just a series of sacks.
Sacks
on sacks on sacks.
Sacks on sacks. But you know, honestly, the key was finding maybe someone who existed in 2005, but they like held on to some of their clothes from 1996. Those are the clothes now. Find that same person. Go back to the beginning.
And then just a little bit. Snip, snip, snip.
Snip, snip. But thank you for your question.
Thank you so much for your question.
You all have been such an amazing and informative audience. We're going to take all of this feedback back with us before our off-Broadway run.
And the show will change. And the next time you see it, it will be so influenced by these things. And so different the next time you see it.
But we have time to show you one piece from the musical that had been cut.
That was removed.
It was cut for time.
Yeah. He's a little shy. We'll see if we can get him to sing it. Here's the thing. Let me get the handler. Okay, so here's what you have to know. I know that you see his face and you're thinking, like, surely this Yeti makes sort of like rrrr sound. It doesn't. He has a beautiful singing voice. The thing is that, so there is normally a scene on the Matterhorn where we just sort of let him do his thing. I sort of help wrangle, but, so yeah, this is everyone's coming on the Matterhorn and people are either trying to or not trying to put their hands on the Yeti, and this is sort of the Yeti's response.
Why now do you touch the Yeti?
badly, and also he may not be ready.
Why now do you try to touch the Yeti when the Yeti spent so many years alone? Why now do you try to touch the Yeti when you could have touched it sooner somehow? Nobody was there. I was reaching out, reaching out, reaching out. You were screaming like you were scared. Now you come on back, you come on back through my hills and expect me to forget all the past between us ills. Oh, you come around like you are in a fresh toboggan, but you spent years with my heart you could have been hugging.
The Yeti not playing hard to get.
No.
The Yeti is not playing hard to get. The Yeti is not playing hard to get.
You can get, you can get, you can get. I was reaching out, reaching out, reaching out.
Also, like, where is it from, though? Reaching out, reaching out. He just walked into the I just do not know what it is, and I'm worried, I'm a little bit scared.
The Yeti is not playing hard to get.
It's a Yeti.
Oh, the Yeti is not playing hard to get. So come get me. I was reaching out.
So fortunate to get to do so. Thank
yes,
you so
truly,
much.
Yes, truly, truly, thank you so much. Thank you.
And as we say at the end of every live show at Mississippi Studios that starts at 9:30.
If it feels like this year is the best time of your life,
you better double check. It's not 2005.